Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's kind of an interesting little thing that shows us who Peter really is. In the middle of this resurrection week, Simon Peter just turns to the disciples and says, "Hey, guys, I'm going fishing." And they say, "Yeah, we'll go with you too." Realize what was going on in Peter's life. He had just experienced the most intense week ever. Jesus, in his week of Holy Week, has gone through so many various difficulties. The Garden of Gethsemane, where he was there. Jesus just celebrated the first Mass on Holy Thursday. He also washed their feet, showed them how they were to love one another. He gave them not just the Eucharist, but also ordained them priests. Then Jesus dies. He's rejected, destroyed. Everybody abandons him. And then a couple days later, he begins to be resurrected. But many, many accounts of the resurrection. First to the women when the ground was shook. Then they come back and tell him. He himself runs over to the tomb and finds that there is nothing there, but everything neatly laid. Mary Magdalene finds our Lord and runs back after out of her grief. He calls her by name Mary, coming back to them. At that same time, remember, Jesus is on the road to Emmaus walking with the disciples, and he's revealed in the breaking of the bread at that moment, and they see that it's really him. So they sprint back over there. And when they arrive and finish telling him the account, Jesus again appears to them in that moment, passing through the doors. And he breathes upon them, giving them the power to forgive sins. He does that again a week later when this is still going on. He does it again in the presence of Didymus, the 12th disciple, or the disciple who doubting Thomas. And now, trying to process all these things, Peter just says, "Look, guys, I'm going to go fishing. I don't get this." That tells us something. That sometimes when God is doing amazing things in our lives, which hopefully he's been doing in your lives during Holy Week this week, and also during the resurrection season, the sixth day of the octave, he's doing some amazing things. We need to not fear the fact that, hey, maybe we need to take a time off. We need to take some time to retreat, some time to be in silence, to process what's going on. That's what our Lord is saying today. Look, we've gone through a lot this past week. Not just me going back and forth in all the places I've had to been. Spiritually, we've made a big journey. And we need that silence time. We need to pull ourselves away, even if it's just for these next couple days of the octave, to be in silence. To listen to God. To say, "Look, what were you trying to do in my heart during this time that I obviously haven't processed completely yet? Give me some time, Lord. I just need to pull away and pull away with you." And realize that when the disciples try to pull away, Jesus doesn't let them go. He says, "You're going to go on retreat, and I'm still going to come on retreat with you." Because you can't run from God. Every time we come to Mass, that is a little retreat. But when we go back to our homes, there should be a sense of retreat there as well. Today, maybe a part of your fasting, even though we're not supposed to be doing any fasting because it's Easter week, maybe part of your fast is not really a fast of giving up food or anything, but rather just find a little moment of silence, sometime maybe even just after Mass today, and say, "Lord, what do you want to do in my heart? What have you been doing these days? Help me to process it." Peter went fishing. Maybe some of you need to go fishing too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.